fund. Material benefit.
Thought also is a part of
religion. Thought is matter, yes.
Part of religion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it is. What is the part of religion? Wanting anything you want.
Yes.
See, that is the beginning of the problem. Otherwise, no, there is no thinking at all. See, if you don't want a thing, there is no thinking.
No, if religion has messed up the whole life, it has to delete that religion.
You cannot delete it, you see. You only destroy yourself, that's all. The roots are there. It started with religious thinking. And ended up, you see, these political ideologies, which are no different. Communism is a religion.
I don't think they will like it if you put it that way.
What?
The first field is the latest.
They can feel anything they want, you see.
It is the latest.
What are these people doing here? You are legislators. Mm. You elect them, set them there. Who you should sleep with, who you should not sleep with, what is the kind of marriage you should have. What right they have?
Yes.
It's the same nonsensical religious thing they are doing here. Mm-hmm. Modifying it a little. Mm-hmm. How many acres of land you should have, what is the ceiling, how many yards you have, why? What have you against corruption? On what basis you condemn corruption? On what basis you condemn the selfishness of man? On what basis? Why do you call him a selfish man? He's an egocentric. Why all that nonsense? The spiritual man is the worst egocentric man.
The spiritual man?
Yes.
Because he feels far superior
to everybody. His teaching should be preserved for mankind. His teaching is going to save mankind. What has happened? Wars, destruction. The compassionate man, Buddhism, destroyed millions of people there in Japan. Maintained armies, provided armies to the states. What are you talking? So you don't exonerate those people and put them on the pedestal. They're teaching you responsible, not the followers.
But at least not one of them knows this is going to be the result. It's very surprising.
They fooled themselves. So.
But every one of them?
Sure, all of them.
No, at least they would have also felt. My teaching also my praying division.
No, the teaching is the teaching that will save mankind, all the others are wrong.
Bodies.
I am not saying the others are bodies. I am not saying that this. I am superior to all of them put together. Not at all. They are false. Superior. Full stop. So I am not saying that I have a teaching. I am here to save mankind and not those.
Friends, that is what he has said. So all this also should be positive, including what I say. That what you say.
Huh? It is false.
It should be false.
It is false to you as far as you are concerned.
It should be so.
So if you say it is false because the others are right,
then I am in trouble.
Then
you have the same merry-go-round.
Same merry-go-round. Put yourself on a merry-go-round. That's all. I have freed myself from the burden, the choking of this entire past of mankind. That's all. I don't use that thinking for any purpose other than communication, functional living, period. Neither material achievements are spiritual achievements. Both are the same. May think you are superior because you are mouthing, you say, some mantras, sandhya mantra every day. Do you think you are spiritual? You take your bath at 4 o'clock?
You place material pursuits in a higher pedestal than.
Not higher, they are the only things that are there. You are spiritual.
A spiritual man does it. He is acquiring this estate, common, mission. They sign lakhs of these checks. They are in no way inferior to any
industry. That poor fellow didn't even have money to go to the theater to see a movie, a play of his friend. And Sharada Devi suffered here, no money there. Now you wallow in wealth, you see. What is the result of it all?
No, so many travels in second class, sir. We don't but they travel only by year.
My God.
Really?
Have they got that kind of money?
You give the money.
But have they got that kind of money?
Yes. You give. Not necessarily you.
Yes.
The devotees. How did all these temples, churches, you see, the gurus have become rich? You are working for it.
Devotees.
You deny and you give it.
Deny and give it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yourself, you deny yourself. Why did you walk and then you see, make him fly? Don't you see the absurdity of it? Or you give it to the politician.
Both are the same.
Both are the same. this man does not want to tell the bad seed, so he uses the belief of man, the gullibility of the man, the credulity of the man, and exploits.
What is also the same?
Same. How do you expect, you see, listen, you see, the corruption is there, you say, you blame the corruption, blame the corrupt people, but you are corrupt, you are sending the corrupt man there, even if you don't, somebody else is going to elect him. You understand? So, where do you get 2 crores of rupees for every candidate? Tell me the Congress candidate, how do they get 2 crores of rupees? When once you are there, what does he do?
He
wants to maintain the same style. Afterwards, he is not going to go in third class or third year or two year apartments. So, he has to make money.
That's right.
During his
5 years.
Membership, 5 years. So, because the party is paying, you are a bond slave for the next 5 years. You are not going to be able to support. So, the man who condemns corruption, see, from a platform, the religious man, he is making money condemning corruption. He is also corrupt. He is also corrupt, you see, condemning corruption. On that, you see, he is selling
uncorruption.
Thing. Saying that corruption is sinful, he is making money. He is also corrupt.
Politician also is doing the same thing.
Same thing. So what is the difference? This fellow is thrown out, you see, the politician has taken over the show. So he still wants, I am a spiritual man, I am the custodian of the morality of a man. What rubbish there? I don't want this anything for myself, my cause. What is your cause? The cause of the cow there, the blind, lame cow. I am not cynical, I am just pointing out. Look at it, I don't care. I am just pointing out. You say, why do you have to sell Shankara? To make a living? Huh? Whatever good or bad he has done is there, the matsa is there. So why do you have to sell Shankara? For what? It doesn't operate in your life. You preach something, you say, quote to Gaudapada, it doesn't operate in your life, but he says no moksha, no sadhana, and what are you selling? That is why I said that 1 crore is enough for the whole of India, you don't need any more.
Gaudapada. But is he really taking seriously, he is actually brushing this prose out?
Sure, everything he brushed aside.
But still, just keeping quiet.
Where is the room for Ramakrishna Math? Those who translated that with Gaudapada Garika's published it. See, how can they justify that?
I mean, they are publishing.
They are the ones that published. One of their publications are by Ramakrishna Math. See, translation. That was our textbook, Mandukya Upanishad, with Gaudapada Garika. Gaudapada Garika did not stumble into that by reading the Upanishads. So, what are you doing? It's a living for them. Alright. Take away the belief of man, all the population will be jobless. How many people make a living on crime? Do you know that? I did not believe until I went to America in 49. 60% of the people in the United States make a living on an automobile. That is true. Even General Motors, those who have shares, those who make tires, those who run, you see, the roads, everything like that, you see, crime. Without crime, you see, the whole thing will collapse. The judges will be out, the police will be out, everything will be out, you see, finished. So long live crime, that is their prayer.
But that's a very strange.
They perpetuate it.
Hmm?
The entire system of judiciary, police and all those.
Everything.
So where is the place for a judge? Where is the place for a judge?
Why judge?
Lawyer, everybody.
Everybody. All the way.
This had not that the thought is that light.
No. The crime is on the increase.
Lawyers, type is...
That means there should be more happiness, there is more crime.
It is, of course, they are praying for that. Otherwise, you will be out of job. That is beauty. And then the teacher says, answers, what, by repeating what is beauty. Beauty is not in the object. Beauty is not in the beholder's eye. Stops there for a while and then says it is total abandonment of self. Whatever he meant, that is the I asked him to find out the Sanskrit.
That was in the this passage. This question was with Swami, this Ramakrishna. Upashantvayam Atma.
Upashantvayam is different.
No, in that tape. Yeah, in that tape. Upashantvayam Atma.
Got that Atma?
Upashanto.
Silence is something separate from the question. So she, Nattaki said something today very interesting. You were there, I suppose, yesterday. Somebody went to Ramanashram and sat there. Bhagavan, I don't want anything. I want only moksha. He did not answer. Sat there, continued with whatever he was doing. At 12 o'clock, everybody got up. It's a few persons sitting there. And he was about to go for his lunch. And he said, if you don't want anything, that is moksha in
your life. My God. Ramana. Really?
Yes.
That means something.
If you don't want anything, that is moksha.
That was really something.
Remarkable statement.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
Yes. That is moksha. I don't want anything. But moksha. Moksha also is part of that wanting.
I don't want anything.
Anything.
And that is moksha, is it in what way?
That is moksha.
Yeah. If you take out the energy or the computer, it can't do anything.
Yeah, the light is gone, it's a dead one. What are you so proud of? You see, that's what you call dead.
So,
what is so proud of?
To the very people die in this car might explode.
No, that what you call life is the energy there. That's all. The energy is, life is not there. The human computer, human body is not functioning, it is not responding to this life. It's dead, what you call dead. See, if you switch off the energy, electric current, you see, it doesn't work. Same.
But human computer hasn't got these emotions, sentiments, feelings.
That is the misery of these, man. That is the
these things are absent in that. Unfortunately or fortunately, this human machine has these things.
Yes, you condemn them. That is the neurotic situation.
It's not condemning.
Yeah, of course, all your religion condemns your emotions.
Sir, good emotions, it
bad. Bad. No, good, bad. All emotions are bad.
They are neither good nor bad.
No, they are.
It is just there.
You don't say just there, you know. Where are the emotions? Where do you want to control the emotions? What? Culture has done. What to do with anger? Anger as such you don't know. You are all the time controlling, doing something, suppressing, you see, absorbing, you know, living with, choicelessly aware. You are all the time, you see, talking about doing something which is not there anymore.
It's already gone,
sir. It's already gone. It is this thinking that is resulting, you see, in beating your child or killing somebody, not the anger. You are attributing it to something which is not there anymore. That has set in motion this nonsensical movement of thought. But not the anger, frustration. You are not dealing with the desire. You will never, because desire is life. See, if you destroy desire, you are destroying life.
That means desire must be there.
It is there, not it must be there, whether you like it. Have you freed yourself from desire?
No.
How many years? Don't say good desires, bad desires, spiritual desires, all of them are the same. So you are not actually dealing with that. What to do with the desire is all that you are interested. That's what this phony culture, religion has put in there. It has turned into a neurotic. You are not a clinical case. She is a clinical case. You are all the time talking within yourself. No control there. She is also talking a lot, so you call her, you say a mad woman,
you,
and put her in the hospital.
Both the things
both
are
the same.
She speaks loudly, I don't speak. I speak within myself.
Within yourself. There is some consistency in what you are say, thinking, you see.
There is no
so problem. Suddenly she talks of something else, some people say, ma sama ma, and she says, you did, her husband, you see. So, there is no control there. You see, they are running like express trains. Here, you see, they are running like organized way. That's the only difference. So you put her in the hospital, you put yourself in the ashram. That is better. That's a clinical case. This is not a clinical case. Both are men. What is the difference? Soham, he waited. What soham, Rapesh? He says, I am Jesus, I am Jesus. You put him there. What are you doing here? Where, what soham you are talking? Huh? You don't seem to understand this simple thing. You are doing exactly the same thing. It's a clinical case, this is a neurotic case. If you see somebody else questions you, you become psychotic. Why?
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
I am God, he says. So what are you doing? You are also doing the same thing. You are
yes.
not harmful.
Yes. You are doing the same thing.
Same thing.
If I condemn my political party or my communal
God,
party.
I am God. What are
my
you?
My religion, I will fight.
No, I am God, so I am Brahman. What are you doing? It's the same. Them. That's the unfortunate part. We destroy Hitler. If he does, if you don't destroy, he has to commit suicide. And destroy Gandhis. So they want only ordinary people like this, Mr. Average. Society, culture, they don't tolerate extremes. Either you see a Gandhi or a Hitler, they both are destroyed with society. Saints and sinners have to go. So what we are left with is only wanting to be a saint one day. And then you will remain a sinner. That is the problem with us, you see. The emphasis that everybody should be a saint has created this lopsided civilization, which is not possible.
What was wrong with the Saint Gandhi like
that?
Saint like Gandhi?
Yes.
What was wrong with him and that?
Wrong, everything wrong. When he talked of inner voice, what do you expect, you see? Resulted in burning, killing. You can't blame him.
Yes,
you see, it's wrong. And then you see, after that he comes up with a statement, Himalayan blunder. And then 2 months after he starts all over again.
No, the thing is, it might not have struck to him that it is wrong.
The inner, if you attribute it to the inner voice, what does he expect? He has some intelligence, you should think, you see, that it is bound to end in violence.
Sir, God said exactly what he had.
He said that, you see, his inner voice guiding me. So are the inner voices there in the loony bin. They also hear voices. You see, they are clinical cases, Gandhi is a neurotic of the worst kind. That's the only difference. One of degree.
And we can also say we are not in the voice. Everybody is the most challenging.
God's voice they hear. Hearing voices is a sign.
That we are on the way.
If it goes beyond a certain degree, then they become clinical cases. And here we tolerate them, give some spiritual importance, put them on high pedestal. But the same thing. That is, this is worse, you know. How many thousands of people are killed because of inner voice?
Yes.
If you were alive today, you would have been killed 15 times. So. Not with the 33 bullets, 330 bullets, something like that.
Even Indira Gandhi would have destroyed him.
Yes, yes.
Put him in prison for life.
He would have preserved there or something. Indirabai would have told him to preserve.
He would not have tolerated any body.
No.
This kind of government would not have tolerated.
Not even Nehru's one.
Yes. He would have put
him in prison. It was good if somebody decided to do anything with him for whatever reason. He wanted it. He wanted to be a
martyr. Yes. Only Gandhi was a dictator.
Yes.
Things. Something that just tricks us a bit.
I don't understand.
What it is, difficult to
remember. Behind?
Behind those words, the expression comes up, behind those statements, there is something that tricks us a bit, that we cannot take it until.
That is why you are interested.
But one thing, that's why you are interested. But one thing, he wants to blast everything for what man has stood so far.
What man has stood so far.
And he's like a crucible, you know, where the whole thing is ignited now. The rust, the crust, the encrustation should go. And whatever is left there, it will let be gold. And it shines in what he is.
That doesn't answer the point. What actually is after? Why? Let's talk so much. It stops so much.
No, I put it in an answer.
No.
Yes.
No, no, that should be read.
No.
Actually, what does it mean?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything there?
Where? I don't know.
What he said, the essence of what he says.
They are not concerned with what he says.
You are not concerned with what he says.
Not at all.
You are full directly. You are Brahmachari, me, I am Shandra, you are come to that side. There is no use, go on. You see, no more Buddha or anything. We have declared war on
him. And no use arguing with him.
No, you see.
Finished.
We have declared war on him. It is war. Peace is not there.
Since I am a peaceful man.
We have declared war.
I go.
Peaceful, where is peace?
Plan.
Peace. As you should say, point a peaceful plan. Man, the kind man has no place.
We thought he was peaceful. And he has made those peaceful persons violent now. And they want to walk on me.
Yes, but we have declared war on him. We don't have to give you explanations. Why we come, why we go, what we do. If you want enlightenment, ask us, we will give you. We have come to that stage.
That's the one thing I don't want from anybody.
They prefer to give you.
Because there is no enlightenment, he says.
Dollars is okay. Huh? Dollars is okay, but no enlightenment.
Dollars welcome.
Our helikiye bere sarvajna. Nothing new. Old wine in new bottle.
Champagne.
Wine in
new bottle.
There is no way. We are all, just like being surrounded by all the guns. We are only to find everywhere guns. Say something, hear somebody. Say.
Be happy to sit next to you.
That seems to be the situation. That seems to be the situation here. Everywhere,
where
I
am,
much more than I
do. Much of a better scale, higher scale than a Buddha of these people. He doesn't want to give the mystical tone or that religious tone. And he wants to avoid people also, though internally he enjoys and appreciates and welcomes all those statements.
Yes,
but
yes.
Finally, he gives just a talk only to all those things. So that you must not make much of it. Keep it for yourself and understand and get out of it. Vajranava Shetty for Vridra. He was known as, now that's over. He wants one more set like that on the other side now to carry his propagation.
What is the other side?
California. Rest will be.
That is upon you, not upon me, what I am saying. It is nothing of my own. I cannot claim any originality for what I am saying. It is your originality, it is your insight, that's why it's not working. In your case.
No, sometimes independently.
Nothing. It won't work because it's yours, not mine. Why are you laughing? It's a fact. Any insight you have is your own creation. You call it insight, which is the product of your thinking, which is stimulated by this.
It's stimulated by this.
Yes, you stimulate me, whatever comes stimulates you. So this is yours and not mine. That is the reason why the insights don't work.
I At least there is no other way I can
make it possible. That's why, see, nothing happens. So it is not mine, it's ours. That I know. But what he makes out of is what I am interested in. So that I can use, see, some other medium than this religious medium or the medium of Krishnamurti prayers or similar things. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say.
You have spoken for years and years.
Yes.
But the gist of all those things.
The gist of what? There is no gist, no
good essence.
No essence.
What do you want to say, Anukyadu?
What do you want to put across?
Depends upon you, not on me. This you don't seem to understand. You see, you are the only medium through which I can express myself.
Mm.
So that medium I don't like.
Mm.
Because that medium is translating this into religious terms. So that's not what I'm interested in. So try somewhere, something else. Some thoughts.
But why should you want to express anywhere?
Huh?
It's not your concern.
What?
Why do you want to
express? It is very much my concern not to sit here and waste my time. I don't want you to fit me into a religious framework. Any framework is better than a religious framework. For me, that's the point I'm trying to hammer. So what does it matter whether you are here or there, talk to us or to some ash man or somebody else? Ash man, good, because it touches something there, you know.
You are interested to see that the raw material is good for you. You are not satisfied with the raw material you have.
You are not the right kind of material.
You want a better kind of raw material.
If nothing happens, it doesn't bother me. Nothing is going to happen that way. Maybe there is something somewhere, somewhere.
No, there is a very strange kind of things you are telling nowadays. These were not the things you are telling for so many years. Why are you worried about any media, anything? What kind of people you talk to? Whatever you do, you say there is no meaning. Why are you bothered now?
No, that doesn't matter. I don't want to be called, you say, a guru, God man, a religious teacher. It bothers me.
I don't think it bothers you.
Yes, it does.
No. After all, you are
call him a thug and a crook. It doesn't bother him?
No.
But you have to tell me. So you are telling me that I am a guru, God man, all those people that write about me.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Can I put you in that frame?
Sure.
No.
Yes, sorry.
No God man frame is there.
In the one. In the end, really, the one.
Yesterday you said that.
That if is a very important word. If.
Since I am not that.
Yes, the people round about. You see, correct. The people round about always believe talking of God and they have come through this own religious media. That is why I say, for their sake, if there is a God walking on earth, because they say there is a God.
So, the film people also go, they put a big picture there in yesterday, they give the sexy God man of the film down. Which I am not. First of all, God man, not. Sexy God man, much less. So I go, leave the film people.
You don't know what you want. You are very pure when you are in
sanctuary. We have been around 14 years. Solid 14 years. I really don't know what I am talking about all these years. And I want to know from him the quintessence of what I have been talking about these 14 years. Please tell me. And help me to understand and free myself from this business of talking to people day after day, day after day. I have no idea of at all. So in the same case everywhere, the only thing I can do is to go there and hang myself along with those bags.
Yeah.
Go there, talk to the trees.
They move to the water.
No, that I don't.
So can you make out something? What is it that they have made?
Brahmachari gave a long discourse.
Yes.
And finally said that, that's all that I can do. Go there, hang myself there, upside down, along with those
bags.
After having said so many things there, all that has been recorded very, very fully by his best friend.
But right also he can say it is not there. It's all at the cut.
If anybody says that he is wounded, but if anybody says that Yuri says this, that argument can be countered.
Well,
you can say that it is not that.
No, now tell me, sir. Enlightenment. You said you are going to give him enlightenment. Now give.
It's related to the question of enlightenment. Whether
that's what I'm doing.
This
is nothing to do.
Physiological, it's of no importance at all. So, that's too absurd. The way I express myself. But it's still related to the question of enlightenment. And you say that there is no such thing as enlightenment. What does it matter whether it is presented as a
psychological, or otherwise, it's of no importance at all. But you said it was a cause. Yes, then cause of the problem. But still, what is that? It's like a functioning, where no emotions are there, just an automatic. It is a state of functioning. So that kind of functioning is being described. In our relationship, either in terms of enlightenment or
but because you said there is no cause, it is different. Everyone else is this, that, and the other. But you said,
still the stigma of realization, enlightenment is this.
The stigma of guru, the stigma of
guru, enlightenment is there.
Because all those who come to see me ask me about enlightenment. So such answers have to come from me. That's the reason why I don't want to see anybody who is interested in
enlightenment. All
period, full period, full stop.
If you want to be yourself, you don't require anybody self. So then also doesn't mean it's not present.
Thank you.
The reaction.
Om
Namah Purnamidam Purnat Purnasyasya Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Dhulpa.
ಪ್ರಬೋಧಸಮಯೇ
Stop. Believe in what they are talking. Are those who listen are fools?
Yes.
Those who listen are always fools.
Yeah, those who talk.
And those
why
who talk and say they are not talk. How can I?
Have I talked? There is no point in running away because this is where you belong. This is where I belong, you see. I am not in conflict with the society. Those who are in conflict with the society are the ones that run away. Hide themselves in a cave or go into a jungle somewhere.
It happened that way also for some people. They run away.
Nobody. Only one teacher who has run away and hidden himself. Not these ugly saints we have. It's part of their style, lifestyle.
But the real one.
Yes. silence, you see, something like.
You know, we practice silence at least. I think one or two.
What are you talking, sir? What is the silence they are talking? The silence is, operates there in the city market. You think there is no silence when I am talking? It is the expression of that silence, that's all. It is the silence. It's not, you know, close your eyes and sit in one corner and try to stop the flow of thoughts. You are just choked, that's all. That is not silence. Silence, to go there into a forest, the roar, the sea, go to a sea, that is silence. Go into a desert, in the middle of the desert, what do you hear? That is the silence, you see. Volcano erupting, that is the silence. Not this silence and silent mind experiencing silent mind. Silence is energy, bursting, you see. How can there be fire? Is it silent fire?
It must be. Can't be.
No, that is wrong.
But we cannot call them silence. Wrong word is used.
Huh?
As well say there is no silence.
No. So why don't you remain silent, you said? It's not possible. Not at all possible. Go anywhere, it starts. I was a little tired in Switzerland once. I didn't want to see anybody from my place. And I went to Ranikhet. Nobody knows anything about me here, I said to myself. And there is a hotel, Swiss hotel there, the cantonment here, you know, the finest hotel. The manager of the hotel entrusted the management to a colonel from the army for 3 days and went to Delhi. So he happened to be there, colonel from the army. And so we registered and then he said, Switzerland. So I also gave the address, inadvertently the same address as Valentine, instead of 23, Kustanjana Temple. Krishnamurti, these two names, master. But he is a philosopher of some sort. We talk, and then he said, for a long while, you see. That evening he brought his colleagues from the army there. So every day for 30 days we had fireside chats. At the end of the month he said, I have a nice building here, you come. I'll show you. I'm living alone. I will occupy that small room. The rest of the house is there for you every year. Which of course I did not accept. And I did not go back. I'm here alone. What are you talking? The aloneness is something which you cannot understand. It is not the loneliness, you see. Lonely man goes somewhere, hides himself. I don't have to hide this. Hide from whom?
The difficulty is with ordinary people like us, there is not this situation. When we are alone, we are bored, we are frustrated, negative thoughts comes there. Some fighting thing. Why?
How can I be bored?
Yeah.
Not one person, you see, can come out with an original question. If that person had a question of his own, he wouldn't come to see me, he wouldn't find out the answer, if there is any answer. So he doesn't have to come to me. So, same people, same questions, wherever you go. So how can you be bored? Can't be any different. The situation cannot be any different. So
wherever you go.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, how can you be bored? It's the same thing day after day, day after day. 20 years, you see, I've been there, sitting there in the office. That you can resign or retire from that, but you will have a problem afterwards. See, 20 years of your life, you worked hard from 10 to 6. 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, 10 to 6, every day 8 hours, suddenly you find that you don't have what to do. Then how long can you drink? How many bottles can you drink? How many cigarettes you can smoke? How many times you can go out? You see, how many books you can read? 8 hours a day is a lot of time for you. Unless you have developed some hobby or something to occupy yourself. So, you see, do the same thing day after day, day after day. Anything, any job is the same for you. Teacher, you teach the same subject. adversary, a lawyer going to argue the cases, doctor to see the same patient, same diseases. So there is a, as long as you feel that there is something interesting, more purposeful, more meaningful, then you can do whatever you are doing, then there is boredom. It is that you see, that there is something more interesting that you can do.
But the majority
that creates the boredom.
But the majority people feel like that.
You asked me one thing today. If they ask two questions, answer in two sentences and stop. Why not we do that?
Yes, why not?
You cannot teach a old dog new tricks.
It knows all the tricks.
You know all the tricks. Isn't that there, sir? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.